Isgard.
Dad, Mom says I came from an ape.
What? Is God real?
When did creation begin?
Think about everything.
And if you still don't have the answer?
Let's talk about it.
Active FM, let's talk with your man Rwando here. And unfortunately, Musa is not around. He's not feeling well. He's just sent a message to say he's sick, he's on the bed. But guess what? We're still continuing. We're still on fire. Yeah, and I believe you are at the right place. I believe this is a show that you want to, you know, tune into, because we really talk about things that may seem controversial, but these things are not being attended by most of our people, you know. And they have, now this is a problem, because now we don't attend these issues and they have surprising consequences. So that's what we're going to be talking about. And I remember someone was asking me, what is, you know, what is the topic? What's the name of your topic today? I was like, the world is the grave. They were like, what, man? It didn't sound great until I started explaining. So it's going to be interesting. Just make sure that you tuning into our show. Remember, this is our show, Let's Talk. We talk about things that matter. We talk about things that motivate people, encourage people, and sort of give. I was thinking about something, you know, it's always thinking, most of the time, reading, thinking, and just, you know, sitting there and realizing what's happening around. You know, do you have a self within map? Because most of the times we live in our secret place where no one, you know, sees. And the question is, within yourself, where you stuffed, where it's dark, where you discouraged, do you have a map? You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to be talking about next week. So I'm just letting you know that it's going to be good. So remember, this is our show. We focus on Jesus, the word of God. So I saw something that was very, very disturbing. And there are people, to be honest. I saw someone on YouTube that was speaking up against this thing. But it's like, we, you know, most of the times when we're too emotional, we become so ignorant. I saw during Olympics in Japan, so it was a race. Women, they were racing, and there was one gay there that was racing with the women, and he left them. So bad, he left them. I remember, I think it was last year, I saw a video of this gay guy wrestling. You know, this is sport, wrestling, and he's actually on top of this woman, and there's nothing that she can do. And I have a problem with that, to be honest. I have a problem with that. I actually call it, I'm so amazed how confused we are as people. I want to emphasize on this, because this is a problem and we need to wake up. We need to address, because this is a problem that we have. In our nation, specific last year, you know, we had more violence that was taking place against women. Husbands were beating their women and all that. And the government was really not happy with that, and which was a good thing. We cannot promote such a thing. But I have a problem. Now, the government is not happy with the violence against women, but at the same time, the government is allowing men to race against women. This is a problem. This is actually a problem, because now we're coming to a point where women cannot really shine. Women cannot express themselves when it comes to sport, because a person, a guy who calls himself, a man who calls himself, a male who calls himself a woman, now has to actually take the sport and shine. It's a problem. And let the gays run against gays. Why should the gays run against women? Because we can see, I mean, the way that guy actually left during the Olympics in Japan, the way that guy actually left women. And it seemed like it was impossible for a woman to actually run at that specific pace. And this is actually women abuse. And as guys, you know, growing up, we have mothers, we have sisters, we have wives who have dreams to shine. You know, a sport is one of the platforms that people actually shine on. But now we have a problem because the guys who call themselves gays, they don't feel anymore as guys. Now they have to take over on that specific platform. And to be honest, this is just disgusting. I can say it in those words. This is just disgusting. And I'm not talking about, you know, being against gays and all. I'm not even talking about that. You know what I'm saying? I have my own view on such a thing. You know what but I'm just speaking about these guys coming on this platform for women to shine. You know, today we have guys that are becoming the Miss Universe. It's a problem. And the rights of our women are being taken away, and the government is allowing that. But to be honest, that is a problem. That is a problem because we're oppressing women, and women have no place now to shine anymore. Because I look at the support that goes towards women just in our nation. When women are playing soccer, to be honest, you don't see people there supporting and all that. But when it's guys, I mean, it's full. So we have that problem that's not solved already, but we're adding. And I know I just don't like it. I don't think it's proper. And I think this is women abuse, and it's being caused by the government. And that's the thing that the enemy, I believe the enemy, Satan, doesn't want women to actually succeed. And wherever women are oppressed, there will always be poverty. We need to understand. And men, they need to stand, because without women, men cannot really, you know, produce themselves, cannot really become successful. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important. Without a woman, you wouldn't have Jesus being born into the world. So we need to understand their identity. But this is just revolting. This is so bad. When guys, they're going against women, and they taking women's platform, they taking women's glory, they taking the only way that women can actually, you know, shine. Now women cannot really now express their dreams. They there, but it's like useless. You're doing something that's impossible. It's becoming impossible for women now to shine, to win, you know, to come back to their own nation with what? With a medal of gold, because they won, because there was a gay guy. It's a gay guy. Let the gays, let it be then Miss Universe gay. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you would call that person, but I mean, we're seeing these guys who are doing transgender looking like women, and now having to be to contest for being Miss Universe. But that's for women, you know? Rather open their own specific whatever universe, but let the women shine. Let the women shine. So for me, that's just one thing that I really, really, really want to, you know, speak about. And yes, we also look at history, as I said. To be honest, I have a problem. I have a problem with what's going on in our days. And it's just one place being, or certain people being promoted, but at the expense of other people. You know what I'm saying? I want my wife, to be honest. I want my wife to be free. I want her ability to actually explore. Do you understand what I'm saying? To explore all over, not to be oppressed. And I believe that's the reason why we're there as men. And we are sleeping. We're actually sleeping. Now, looking at history, and we're learning about the uprising of Muhammad. So the whole Islam or Islamic religion is spreading. He started preaching. And this took place. Muhammad actually died in, it was 632 AD. So this is when his preaching started, 613. Muhammad has begun preaching publicly in his hometown in Mecca. So Mecca is in what used to be called Saudi Arabia. So where you have your Kuwait, where you have your UAE, Yemen, all these other countries. And they're very close to, it was very close. It was like a neighbor of Israel. So he started preaching, and other people, they thought he was crazy. But there were other people that came from, pilgrims that came from Yathrib visiting Mecca. They were impressed by him. And one of the things that we know is that because of the economy situation, he started attacking some of the business people, the Meccans and all that. And he used that money to help the poor. That's what the research says. Now, because of that, many people believed in him as someone that was, you know, provided or given by God. Since they believe in many gods now, they believed in this one God that Muhammad is preaching about, because they believe that God sent him to actually solve their problems. And what happened was that now his army became strong. And you can just, you know, if you want to read further about that, you can do your own research. And he died, as I did mention, in the year 632 AD. He died, but when he died, they had great success. They had great success. And from him, there was someone else that had to succeed him. They were moving further. They were moving further to a point that they started conquering upwards to Syria. They even took over Persia, because Persia at that time used to be one of these powerful, you know, kingdoms. They even took over Persia, coming down to even some parts of Africa, specific Egypt. So that's when Islam started just, you know, growing, spreading all over. And one of the things that was interesting, it was a third caliph that actually called a committee where they had to put, I didn't know this, where they had to put now what is known today as Quran, you know, the works of Muhammad. And he didn't want the legacy of Muhammad to be lost. And they had that committee, like that one of Nicaea, where the Bible was put together. There were different, you know, patriarchs and bishops and all that. So that's what happened. And one of the things that I saw was the split that took place, where now you have the Shia, and then you have the Sunni Muslims, or the Shia Muslims, and then the Sunni Muslims. And it was because there was an attempt on Muhammad's son-in-law. His name used to be called Ali, and he died because of the wounds, because they tried to assassinate him. And from there, what happened was that there was a split, and now the rivals, which were the Sunni Muslims, they elected their own caliph in Damascus. So there was just civil wars that carried on to take place and all that. So we're gonna be looking at that also next week. So it was very, very interesting to know, to have such knowledge and being educated, because this is the second largest religion in the whole world. So that is history. That is history. And I do find, to be honest, I've spoken to so many Muslim people out there, and there is a difference between Muhammad, to be honest, there is a difference between Muhammad and this again is controversial, but we need to spot out these things. There is a difference between Muhammad and Jesus. Jesus was not violent. He never attacked any Meccans. In fact, he used to preach about most of his parables speak about money and all that, people, you know, doing business and all that. So that's just one of the things. And at the same time, Jesus was not about, you know, an army and going out there, you know, invading places and growing the kingdom. He was about the kingdom of heaven, you know. And he himself said to one of his disciples, and this is very important because most people can say this is one of the religions that's peaceful. I don't see peace because when Peter... And, I mean, you would say Peter, I would say Peter was doing the right thing, but when Peter was actually attacking, you know, one of the soldiers that were there to arrest Jesus, Jesus said, if you live by the sword, you will die by the sword. And it's obvious Jesus Christ didn't live by the sword, but Muhammad did. At the same time, and I believe how they lived their lives reflected, it's interesting, I believe how they lived their lives actually reflected the one who actually sent them. And I've been reading the Quran. I think I've actually finished 4 books. You won't believe it. It's interesting. So, and one of the things I've noticed is that I don't find this the God of the Quran as the God of the Bible. They are just two different things. And there's no salvation being, you know, based on faith, but it is more based on what you do. And that's actually a big difference because even David himself, he said the cost, you know what I'm saying, to redeem a sinner, it's very huge and it seems like impossible. And it was only through God. And there are many things, I'm not here to criticize, but I'm just spotting out the differences between, you know, these two religions and our manuals, you know, the manual of the Muslim people, which is the Quran. Ours is the Bible, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just looking at these things and that's history. That is history. At the same time, these books are here and they're still impacting our lives. You know what I'm saying? So here we go again. Let's talk active FM, where we make it real, where we speak about things that matter. And I'm going to be reading a scripture for you. I hope you enjoyed. And I know there was not much fun. Yes, we look at history. We did speak about something I don't like. You know, when women, that's actually women abuse. You know what I'm saying? As much as this LGBT thing grows, I feel like women are just being, you know, taken down. Even men, you know what I'm saying? We can speak about that in one of the shows. So, now looking at the scripture, and we also just speaking about the women that God used and looking at where she came from. It's amazing how, you know, Jesus uplifted people. Remember that woman that was caught in adultery, and I mean the law of the whole, you know, nation condemned her, but Jesus Christ was able to save her. And the same thing now with Mary Magdalene. She had been possessed by demons, but it's amazing that Jesus doesn't really reject us, but he fixes us. And maybe that's where you are and you don't know, how can your life be better? You know what I'm saying? How can your life change? How can your life, because you have been trying, you had had some dreams and everyone think you're successful because you have good things, you're driving a nice car, but when we come to your heart, when we come to the world within you, your internal world, you know that you suck. You know what I'm saying? I know that I suck. I'm not doing well. So now what we see is that God took, this is interesting, God took someone that was rejected by the community because of her condition. She was possessed by 7 demons. Christ casted out 7 demons out of her. But, you know, Christ used her to spread his resurrection. One thing that is actually the foundation of Christianity, because as Paul said in the book of Corinthians, if there's no resurrection, then it's useless. Our faith is useless. You know what I'm saying? So from the beginning. And he says, John chapter 20, verse 1 says, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. And then I'm just going to skip some verses. It says, now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. That was after he called Peter and John. They went to the grave and then they went back. But she stayed there and says, this is verse 11. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated with Jesus' body and had been one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked the woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have put him. At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked the woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for? Thinking he was the gardener, she said, say, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said, do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord, and she told them that he had said these things to her. Now, before Jesus even went to the Father, he revealed himself to Mary Magdalene. And she was the one now to spread. If Mary Magdalene was not in the grave searching for Jesus, it's just amazing how she searched for Jesus, even though she knew that he was dead. You know what I'm saying? You know, when someone has changed your life so much, and that's how Jesus Christ actually searches your life. You know what I'm saying? You can stay there until he comes back, until he speaks, because you can't just continue without him. You don't see how to continue without him. And this is the state that she was at. So before Jesus appears to the Father, guess what happens? He reveals himself to the woman, and she carries the good news. And I believe no one in the whole world has ever loved women, you know, cared for women. And this is so amazing. This is so amazing. Cared for women to a point where the Bible says God doesn't answer your prayer as a husband if you have issues, you have insulted issues with your wife. You know what I'm saying? So, to be honest, this is the God that I see. This it's amazing. I was reading, as I was saying, reading one of the books. I mean, it's a book that most people base their faith and their belief. And it actually speaking about the fact that it's not wrong to divorce women and all that. That's not what we learn from the Bible. You know what I'm saying? So, I love God. I love the God of the Bible. I love Jesus because he cares about us. He cares about most people who are oppressed. Most people wouldn't stand, but through him they're able to stand. And probably that's just the fact that we are his creation. That's why he loves us so much. So here I am. You know, let's talk. This is our show. And I believe that you have been blessed. Now I'm closing. I'm going to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, because he can change you as much as he has changed Mary. And he can use you as much as he continued to use Mary Magdalene. So just say this prayer after me. Say, dear Jesus, I accept you, Lord, as my Lord and Savior. You are my everything. Please change me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's talk. Hope you have been blessed. See you next time.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.